भगवद्गीता 9.29 समोहं सर्वभूतेषु मे द्वेष्योऽस्ति न प्रियः ये भजन्ति तु मां भक्त्या मयि ते तेषु चाप्यहम्। समोहं सर्वभूतेषु, कृष्ण इज सेइंग दैट आई एम इक्वल टू ऑल लिविंग बीइंग्स। न मे द्वेष्योऽस्ति न प्रियः, दैट ही देयर इज नो वन हु इज he is envious of, nor is he partial to anyone. The word priya normally means dear, but in this context, because it is in juxtaposition to dvesha, so Krishna is not unfavorably disposed towards anyone, nor is Krishna specially favorably disposed towards anyone. And what about his devotees? Ye bhajanti tu ma bhaktya, those who worship him with devotion, Maite te chuch apyaham. Krishna says that they are in me and I am in them. Maite. So, it's a very intimate form of union that Krishna is talking about here. He is not just saying that he loves them and they love him. He is saying that actually there is an interpenetration of being itself. That he is in them and they are in him. Sadhavam hridayam mahiyam sadhunam hridayam tadaham madanyate na janati naham tebhyo managapi. Lord Vishnu, while speaking to Durvasa Muni in the 9th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, says that the sadhus are in my heart and I am in the sadhu's heart. Madanyate na janati, that they don't know anyone apart from me, and I don't know anyone apart from them. So this is a very intimate form of affection which leads to both the lover and the beloved living in each other's hearts. And this second half of the verse contrasts very dramatically in emotional tenor with the first half, where there is neutrality, that I am equal to all. And it's a dramatic transition from neutrality in the first half of the verse to intensity, to fervency in the second half. And to understand this transition, we have to look at the context. Previously, if you look at this whole section, Krishna has said that the demigod worshippers get a temporary result. Shine punye martya lokam vishanti. He said 9.21. And his devotees, yoga kshemam vahamyam. Then he further said that for worshipping him, there are no rules. You know, patram pushpam phalam toyam. 9.26. And then he says that vimukto mam upaishyasi, whereas devatas, worshippers, they will go to devatas, whereas those who worship him will come to him. And he has already stated that those who attain him attain an eternal destination because his abode is eternal. So, this might lead to a question, is Krishna partial that those who worship him, he gives them an elevated result and others he doesn't give an elevated result? Why is that? Isn't that partiality? No, Krishna first of all clarifies that by saying, no, he is not partial. He is equal to all. The first two lines, there is no scope for ambiguity left about Krishna's impartiality. When he first says that, samoham sarvabhuteshu, to all living beings, that means, it's not just to devotees and demigod worshippers, but Krishna is equal towards all living beings, not just human beings, all living beings. Mame dveshosti na priyaha. So he is present as a super soul in the hearts of all living beings. And he doesn't discriminate. Oh, this person is a Shudra, this person is, I won't be in his heart. This person is a Brahmana, I'll be in his heart. He doesn't think, oh, this creature is a insect in stool, I cannot be in his heart. oh, this creature is a swan in clean water, I'll be in his heart. No, Krishna doesn't discern. He is unflinchingly, unfailingly available for all living beings in his indwelling manifestation of the super soul. And thus, he reveals his uncompromising equality in or equality or impartiality in dealing with all living beings. At the same time, in the second half, he states that ye bhajanti tumam bhaktya, that those who worship him with devotion, bhaktya, actually this was this word which has come here in 9.29, had come earlier, just three verses earlier in 9.26, when Krishna stated that Patram Pushpam Phalam Toyam Yome Bhaktya Prayachati Bhaktya, with devotion. Similarly, here also he says, those who worship him, not out of some ritualistic obligation, but out of genuine devotion, Ye Bhajanti Tumam Bhaktya Maite, I am in them and they are in me. So interpenetration of beings is actually a far more intimate and relishable form of oneness than the oneness of merging. Many people think that merging into the absolute truth will lead to liberation. So in the second half, ye bhajanti tumam bhaktya maite teshu chapyaham, that is basically a continuation of what Krishna told long ago in 4.11, ye thamam prapadyante tam sathaiva bhajamyaham. That as all people surrender unto him, Krishna responds accordingly. So, he is reciprocal, and his reciprocity is foundational to his personality and essential for there to be any possibility of loving relationships. If a person is absolutely neutral and unemotional, we may respect that person's stoicism. But a very intimate, affectionate relationship will be made difficult by that very stoicism. We may have admiration, but intimate affection will be difficult if that person does not reciprocate with anything that we do. So Krishna, as the super soul, is the guide, the overseer, the permitter. And in that role, he is equal to all living beings. But when the living beings turn to him and try to serve him and try to devote themselves to him, at that time, when they take, as it is said, when we take one step towards God, God takes 100 steps towards us. So in that mood, Krishna is saying that, Ye bhajanti tumam bhaktya, those who worship me with devotion, I offer myself to them, I exist in them, and they offer themselves to me and they exist in me. It is Krishna's reciprocity that makes his personality tangible, that makes his love transformational, that makes relationships with him real. So the more we turn towards Krishna, the more Krishna reveals his beauty to us. Therefore, thereby increasing the sweetness of devotion that we relish in our heart. And that makes us, it inspires us to focus more and more of our heart on him and him alone. And that singular focus, which is an expression of our strong intent to love him, that causes Krishna to reciprocate further, and he too rewards by revealing more and more of his sweetness. And in this reciprocation of intensification of our offering of devotion and increase of his revelation of his sweetness, devotion, in this cycle, devotion becomes an everlasting, ever-increasing ecstasy. Thank you.